Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 9th of September. It was good to see Hayley Turner back amongst the big race winners at York last Sunday. After a long layoff from injury, the Group 1 winning rider partnered Hallelujah to victory in the feature race on the Naismeyer, the Betfred Garraby Stakes, a listed race for sprinters. Now, looking at the week ahead, there are a couple of Yorkshire meetings tomorrow, Tuesday, with an afternoon fixture at Redcar, which starts at 2 o'clock, and a new twilight card at Beverley, which gets underway at 4:35. Former champion jockey Seb Sanders makes a rare visit to Redcar, and he can partner recent Newmarket winner On My Own to victory in the feature race at 4 o'clock, a handicap contest over the straight mile. While at Beverley, the wonderfully consistent Bondi Beach Boy, trained near Borough Bridge by Jim Turner, attempts to win the main race on the Westwood, a handicap race for sprinters at 5:40. Then Doncaster is the focus of attention, with the prestigious four-day St. Ledger Festival starting on Wednesday. Sprinters go for the listed Scarborough Stakes on the opening day, while the Clipper Logistics Ledger Legends classified stakes include 16 retired jockeys donning the silks in aid of racing charities. North Yorkshire-based Kevin Darley is one of them. He's a former champion jockey and St. Ledger winning rider. Thursday is Ladies' Day at Doncaster, featuring a couple of group races, the DFS Parkhill Stakes and the Japan Racing Association Sceptre Stakes. On Friday, the Doncaster Cup, a famous race for stayers, is one of a trio of Group 2 races during the afternoon. Then on Saturday, Doncaster hosts the final classic of the season, the Ladbrokes St. Ledger Stakes, the oldest classic race in the world. This Group 1 contest over 1 mile, 6 furlongs and 132 yards is likely to include horses such as Galileo Rock, third in the Epsom Derby and second in the Irish Derby for trainer David Watchman. Excess Knowledge, second in the Gordon Stakes at Goodwood for Newmarket trainer John Gosden, who is seeking his fifth success in the St. Ledger. Leading Light won the Queen's Vase at Royal Ascot, and Foundry was second in the Great Voltage Stakes last month at York. They are both trained by Aidan O'Brien, who has produced 3 St. Ledger winners. While Libertarian now represents last year's winning Connections Godolphin, formerly trained in North Yorkshire by Elaine Burke, Libertarian won the Dante Stakes at York and went on to claim second place in the Derby. The Oaks winner Talent will attempt to win her second Classic of the season, and in the process become the first filly since User Friendly in 1992 to win the St. Ledger. Well, the Champagne Stakes and the Park Stakes are also a couple of Group 2 races on Saturday at Doncaster. It promises to be 4 days of wonderful racing at Doncaster, so enjoy your racing.